Six Nations elected council say they will make the community's concerns known to the Auditor General of Ontario involving the province's decision to make amendments to Ontario's Greenbelt Plan. During the June 26th political liaison meeting, Six Nations elected council discussed Ontario's decision to remove 15 green spaces within the Greenbelt to make way for housing developments. A move Six Nations land researcher Phil Montour says infringes upon First Nations peoples and their traditional treaty rights. Montour says many of the lands being discussed are part of the ongoing land claims litigation case, but yet development is still moving forward.
This isn't just a real estate transaction. I mean, the issue here is far more important. You know, you're infringing on our treaty rights, and every time more immigration comes in, that's the biggest challenge to Indigenous rights across Canada. You know, they're being forced upon our lands without proper consultation, regardless of the Supreme Court of Canada decisions that express the Crown's legal duty to consult and accommodate First Nations when there is known Indigenous issues on the lands. These lands, many of these lands that we're talking about, affected by the Greenbelt, they've not only been part of serious research and claims filed with both Canada and Ontario over the past 47 years. They've been part of an ongoing litigation for 27 years. Mm-hmm. And they're before the courts today, and yet everything just goes along lickety-split like there is there's nothing. You know, where's the legal obligation from Crown Ontario to sit down and actually not just consult and accommodate, actually negotiate with the First Nations, and that is us, the Six Nations, and that for these regional expansions. You know, we have a legal obligation to the upcoming generations, and we're going to uphold that.
Montour says the government is not only failing Six Nations and other First Nations who have an obligation to protect the lands, but also making victims of the people buying these properties and only escalating the unresolved land claims cases.
You know, they're not only failing the Six Nations, the Grand River people and Indigenous peoples who others might share an interest in this. They're making victims of the people who are buying these properties.
Right.
You know, all you're doing is compounding the unresolved land rights issues. And it's getting more and more complicated and complex. There's got to be some honor in this Crown to sit down and discuss these issues face to face with our nation. You know, the government just can't fluff us off to the municipality, who then fluffs us off to developers, who are many of them from outside of our region, who really don't give a damn other than flip a house and get out of Dodge, like I said. Right. We have obligations. Our treaties ensure that we must take care of these lands and the environment. It's part of our cultures. You know, it's in our marrow that we got to do these things, and we do it. But we've got to be listened to as we move forward. As far as I'm concerned, this legislation breaks the law. Simple. So that's my comments. But you've got to sit down and deal with the CAP team, the Consultation and Accommodation Policy team that's been worked on diligently by this council for our community to protect our interests. And that's been ignored. And as Councillor Fraser says, to sit down after it's passed and then call that consultation.
Yeah,
you know, it's just an afterthought. And it's actually very belittling to be sitting here today and kind of respond to when the horse is out of the barn.
Councillor Sherry Lynn Hill spoke to the reasons for the Greenbelt being protected lands and says she's disappointed with the lack of consultation between the provincial government and First Nations and is not in support of the removal of the 15 green spaces within the Greenbelt.
I totally disagree with all this. And I think a lot of us First Nations do, without any consultation, well, any talks about how we feel. Mm-hmm. And I think it doesn't even matter to if it's us or even what I'm finding out, the Canadians that say anything that are refusing this. It doesn't seem like Mr. Ford even cares.
Right.
So it really bothers me when I know there's a housing crisis. I know all that kind of stuff. I understand all that. But I think when you start doing the Greenbelt is protected for a reason. It's not protected just because. It's a green space, it's farmland, it's forest, it's wetlands, watersheds. It's protected for a reason. It's not protected to make people's money in their pockets, those kinds of things.
Councillor Audrey Pellis-Bomberry says First Nations need to start being consulted on decisions being made by the government at the beginning stages of projects like this to help seek solutions and offer their voices to be heard by the provincial government.
First Nations need to be consulted and engaged at the beginning when ideas are being formed so that we can have our voice, our input at the beginning. And that can help guide. We wouldn't be in this problem right now had First Nations in Ontario been consulted, engaged, and had their voices heard. There's over 133 First Nations in Ontario. And there is lots of people being affected by these decisions that are being made without our voices there. So that's one of the biggest things that has to go on from here on in this unilateral decision-making and without our voices has to stop because it's wrong. We need to be included because we are one of the most important or one of the largest by population reserves in Canada. Mm-hmm. And it's about time people listen to us.
Six Nations elected council passed the motion to provide the Auditor General of Ontario a written list of the community's concerns over the removal of the green spaces within Ontario's Greenbelt. The Auditor General of Ontario did not provide a date when the audit will be concluded, but said the audit will be released likely by the end of the calendar year.